Welcome to Radio Mirchi, the Triangle Region's largest South Asian radio station. You're with your host, Steve Rao, and I am here today with Mark Jewell, the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. We're also aired in Philadelphia and Baltimore, and we are pleased to have you with us today, Mark Jewell. He's also a proud West Virginian. He's not a Mountaineer. He's a graduate of Marshall, but I'm not going to hold that against him. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Steve. I'm a true Marshall fan and very proud West Virginian, and very, very honored to be here with you on your radio show today, Steve.
Yeah, well, the main reason we're here today is we've got this big rally on May 1st, and I could not believe that 50,000 people are coming to this thing. May 1st. And so before we get about the rally, just tell us a little bit about the North Carolina Association of Educators, the main objective and role of the NCAE. And then let's get into the rally and what are the reasons for driving this kind of an interest for this kind of a rally. And I think it's being organized by teachers. So that'd be very helpful.
Absolutely, sure. I'm very honored to, be the president of the North Carolina Association of Educators. I've been an NCAE member my entire career. I'm in my 32nd year, but I'm an elementary school teacher from Greensboro, North Carolina, and Guilford County Schools. So we are an organization that advocates on behalf of public education, public school employees, and the 1.5 million public school students in North Carolina. And, we are obviously, we've not been happy with the 10-year decay of our first class our first class public school system here in North Carolina. And so we are urging that the citizens and the North Carolinians and all of their folks join us in Raleigh on May 1st to let the General Assembly know that our public schools deserve better than the current policies that they have been dictating to our students and their employees for the past 10 years. And it is time to reinvest in public schools.
Why are so many people, so we could spend hours on this, but just they call it Steve Rao rapid fire in the radio. What are some of the reasons, people are so fired up? I mean, one is teacher pay, right? So we've gone down.
We have five key priorities. Of course, we have struggled in educator pay for a number of years. We have a beginning teacher salary that begins at $35,000. And ends it caps out at $52,000. That's not enough to recruit and retain the very best and brightest to teach our children. We have our public school support specialists as support workers. Those are our bus drivers and our custodians and teacher assistants and cafeteria workers. They're still barely making $19,000-$20,000 a year, and they are living in poverty. So we are insisting that they get a $15 minimum wage cost of living increase. We're also, advocating that we must have additional nurses, school counselors, psychologists, social workers to meet the social and emotional needs of our students. Our kids are coming to school obviously more traumatized than they ever have before. The issues that particularly children in poverty are facing, and just children in general, when they come to our classroom, the rank and file classroom teachers are not equipped to meet those needs. They need specialists there. And we are currently ranked 50th in the nation in how we fund those positions. Another major priority of ours, obviously, is to the expansion of Medicaid. We have about 500,000 citizens in North Carolina that should be getting health care that are under the Affordable Care Act, and 32 states actually, provide that under the federal law. We don't do it. We actually send our money to other states. And in the meantime, our kids are getting really sick, and many times their parents are dying. So we're, of course, pushing for the expansion of Medicaid. And it's a job creator. It brings in revenue to the school districts. We're also urging
I'll
stop there if you have any questions.
No. I mean, I think that you've just done that's a great summation. Thank you so much for that. And then also, class size is another issue, right? I mean, we've been hearing some complaints of that. We've got some of the children we're on here talking about the ramifications of class size. A lot of complaints in the cities about overcrowded schools and more so a lack of schools or school construction. Overall, how much money does the North Carolina General Assembly give our public education system today?
I think, last year's budget, it was around, $22-23 billion dollar budget. So, and probably 40% of the budget goes to public education. But I do want to stress that we are the ninth largest school system in the country, but we are 39th in per pupil spending. We're about $2,400. 39. About $2,500 per child below the national average.
And I wonder other states, how they compare. It'd be nice to get a chart so people can see, what is Virginia doing per pupil spending versus, Boston and Massachusetts, because what's interesting, and I think there's an economic development argument, right? I mean, companies are going to come in when the governor is doing that, people are doing that. That's interesting to see that. Maybe we could find a chart. That'd be great. So
We are not where we should be. I moved to North Carolina, as you said, from West Virginia in 1997, and I came here because of the investments in our public schools. We were moving to the national average in educator pay. We were investing in professional development. We were a leader in national board certification. We were paying for master's degrees. We had due process rights. We had a wonderful program called the North Carolina Teaching Fellows, which actually trained people to become teachers and then sent them back and paid for their tuition if they would go back and teach in their home districts. And, it really worked. But we also invested in the classroom every day at small class sizes and after school tutorial work to help with school students that were struggling. We also had teacher assistants in multiple grade levels that helped with small group instruction. And all those things, Steve, that brought me here in 1997 were wiped out in 3 quick months in the summer of 2013.
Yeah. Wow. That's just, this is important to know, folks. And if you're, interested in education, you can go, in about 2 minutes, we're going to get the website where you can learn these statistics and data, get involved, learn the issues. Mark, one last point before we leave you today. We want to get some details about the rally, school safety. So we've had Wake County Sheriff Baker on the show. I think that school safety, that's really not really what you're rallying for on May 1st, but that's also an issue too.
Absolutely, right. Absolutely. We all want safe schools, but we also know that the kids need to be, to have their social and emotional health needs addressed, so they're not, so they're able to cope with some of the trauma issues that they're faced with each and every day. So we definitely don't want to have, place guns in the hands of teachers for a pay raise, which was one piece of legislation that was brought forward.
Well, we've got, Governor Jim Hunt was a leader in education. We've got Governor Cooper in there now, and people are doing what they can. But first of all, I just am honored to have you as a friend. I mean, we're both Mountaineers, West Virginians, living in North Carolina now, taking the lead. I'm leading the city issues, technology issues. I think the thing is, I think also the school system has a great chance to training people for new jobs and new economies. So that's why it's so important
to
put more money into public education, because jobs are being created every day that don't even exist today. We don't have the skills to those jobs. But that's a conversation for another time. Tell me where people go for the rally. How do they get their logistics? What time it starts and all that stuff?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited. We're urging everyone to get into Raleigh by 8:30 to the NCAE Center. Our buses are going to be arriving from across the state at around 8:30. We're going to, have folks do a little pre-rally here, have a DJ, and kind of pump up the crowd around 10 o'clock a.m. And then around 10:30, we're going to start marching on south to the corner of South Saunders and Salisbury Street, and then turn, make a left on Fayetteville Street and march up to the North Carolina General Assembly. Once we continue marching, we'll wrap around the building where staging is, area is going to be set up on the Halifax Mall, on the backside of the legislative building in between that and the Department of Public Instruction. We'll do our speeches. We'll begin around 12:30 p.m. We'll have, obviously, we'll hear from educators and support specialists and all of those folks that make such a huge impact on our kids. And we'll have about, an hour of speeches. And then after that, we're going to ask our legislators to come out and meet with their county delegations and talk about whether or not they're going to be able to stand with our legislators on these five priority issues.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we really appreciate you doing this. If people want to go, so folks, just a reminder, May 1st, everything that Mark Jewell gave you, and where's the NCA website so people can go?
Yes.
To the website.
Yes, ncae.org.
All right, great.
We'll have all of our information on there.
Okay, great. Well, we want to thank you for everything you do. Encourage everyone to come out to the rally. This is going to be covered in the news. And just two quick announcements. We want to say our prayers for the Sri Lankan community and the terrible massacre. There's a vigil in a few hours in Morrisville. I'll be there with Senator Chirgvi and a few others. And then
sure.
The other thing is on May 8th,
sure.
I've got a cool program starting called Technology Tech Talk Thursdays. And we've got one at WIG Tech on May 8th talking about artificial intelligence and how that's going to impact the economy and impact government services. So it's pretty interesting. So you can go to steverao.com to sign up for that. But Mark Jewell, thank you. We wish you all the best and at the rally. And thank you for all you do for education in the great state of North Carolina.
And thank you for giving us the microphone for this show. And we look forward to seeing everybody on May 1st in Raleigh.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dave. Bye-bye.
Great.